Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Honey Suite with the Crush Hearts. I am here, and I am ready to go. Give me a call, 805-830-8320, and join into the conversation. First, let me tell y'all this. This has been one mushed together week. Everything just happened back to back. It was like slow, start off slow, da 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 da. Then next thing you know, it just went into hyperdrive, like hyper overdrive. It just pushed everything to the last minute. So I wasn't able to get some of my homework done. But we're gonna get into that. But it's all right. What else I got going on? I'm here. I'm ready. I'm doing things slowly. I'm feeling some type of way right now because everything's been going, you know, mushed together. So I'm just trying to process it. So excuse the melodrama thing going on right now. I'm normally hyped and energy and everything, but today I'm just mellowed out. It's one of them days. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go into a song, music set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into the topic. Because that's how I roll. All right?
So, which one of these do you like? This is a pedal by Bobby Brown and Hold On. This is The Mirror by Mac. Which one do you like best?
Come on, come on.
Baby, please, oh, I'm gonna break you off tonight, or you'll be late to me.
Pick up, ooh, you hit up.
Disappoint myself.
Okay, welcome back to the Honey Suite. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we just finished listening to some groove tunes. We started off the night with Purple Kisses by The Dream. Then I went into some old school classic Roberta Flack and Donna Hathaway with The Closer I Get to You. And that right there was the also ultra superstar Beyonce with Me, Myself, and I. And you can give me a call, 805-830-8320. Shout out to Mr. Marcus who joined me at the Honey Chat at phonefantasyradio.com. Just click on the tab there. So he asked me what's tonight's topic. It's time for me to get into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is simple, right? We'll see. Tonight's topic is sexual priorities. Right. That was my way of just posting everything I want to talk about tonight under one umbrella, and sexual priorities. And really, it's like looking at the dynamics of a man vision of sex and a woman's vision of sex as far as getting it. That's as simple as I can put it. So last week on the show, we were talking about some sensitive men and everything underneath the sun as well. And I told y'all tonight the topic is going to be pay to play versus play for pay. Now, in my mind, this is the wonderful world of LaCrush. Those are totally two different outlooks, okay? I'm going to go to my definition of each outlook. And then I'm going to take some callers and see what they think. Okay, so let's start on one side that says pay to play. Now, the pay to play, y'all already know, is, you know, with a man, a gentleman, dishes out some type of, monies, gifts, dinner or whatever, but the main goal is that he gets sex from this woman. The bottom line is he gets sex from this woman. So he gives her tribute for sex. And normally this refers to a sex-only relationship. That's all we got. That's all we getting. You're not getting the good looks and the nothing. You're just getting sex. And sometimes it's just a nut. That's it. You paying for a nut. One nut. That's it. You don't get all the joys and everything else that comes with sex. No. You just get that one nut, and then you go on your merry little way. So we refer to this person as a trick, which I don't think he should be a trick, but that's what they refer to him as. He's a trick. He's tricking. He's paying for pussy. He's a, in the world of, in the legal world, he's a John. We'll call him the John. Okay, so you have that aspect of pay to play, right? Then you have the aspect of play for pay, which is, I believe, my, being a woman, outlook on the same situation. But however, if it's going to be sex only, now I know y'all going to be like, Crush, what the hell is going through your head? But if it's going to be a sex only relationship, I have to have some type of incentive. Because if it's sex only relationship, I'm taking a chance on you. Because you're guaranteed to get a nut. I'm not. Let's say 90% of the time, you're guaranteed to get a nut or reach orgasm, reach climax But I'm not guaranteeing you that same highest percentage to enjoy whatever it is you think you're giving. And unfortunately, there's no way for me to tell. Well, there is a way. But, you know, let's just say for argument's sake, there's really no way for me to tell. So you got the ladies that are not technically in the biz, and they do pay foreplay. I mean, that could be anybody. They don't have to be somebody that's selling their pussy, because technically they're not selling their pussy. But however, they need some type of compensation if it comes to sex-only relationships. All right. I got a caller. We're going to bring them in from the 972-8224. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, this is AB calling from Dallas.
Hey, AB. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, a crush?
I'm all right. I'm all right. So, do you hear my fucked up thoughts?
Yeah, I got a comment on it.
Go ahead. Tell me what you're thinking.
The pay for play, I mean that's kind of, you know, that's real what you're saying. I mean, it's like, you know, tricks and johns and stuff, but I mean that even when you're married, it's still the same thing. I mean, you still gotta, you know, wine and dine your wife, this, that, and the other, or you just might not get done.
Right.
So, I mean, just because you got papers on it don't mean, you know, you're entitled to have sex with it. I mean, I think you should, you know, but If she don't want none, she don't want none. I ain't got that problem. I'm just saying, though.
You just saying. Wink, wink. We get it. So, nope. That's totally two different things. That is something I didn't fathom into my equation. Like, I'm talking about the sex only relationship. There's no commitment there. There's no love there. There's no nothing there. You gotta, I mean, you literally dishing out money to get pussy.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for some people, you know, because, I mean, some people just, you know, they want what, you know, what they're, you know, maybe, you know, it's just they do have, you know, a girlfriend or wife at home, but they're not, you know, performing like they want. They're not, you know, being their fantasy model. So they go out, you know, dudes go out and, you know, pay for, you know, their fantasy. You know, these girls to do things that, you know, their significant others won't do. And from my understanding, you know, a lot of girls, you know, they, regardless of what kind of, you know, sexual contact they have, I think a lot of the women are hoping for something, you know, more than just sex,
right.
You know. But I mean, I've met some women are just cool with sex, you know, but not very many.
I mean, I'm cool with it, but only if it's good. My thing is,
yes,
who wants to take that chance? I don't want to take that chance.
Right.
So, you got to give me something, like, as compensation for that when it comes to sex-only relationships. Now, I'm a single lady, so you're coming at it differently because you are married. I'm a single lady. Don't have no man, don't have no commitment. I can get it whenever I want it. You know what I mean? Like, it's possible. I don't know about all women, but I know for the most part, for a woman, if we want it, we can get it. It's an option for us. Other than the fact that, you know, I may not want you, AD, you know, and if you want a sex-only relationship, well, my priority is not a sex-only relationship. However, I do have a phone bill or a cable bill that is my priority.
But, I mean, if it's something that you want, you know, just sex only, why should a man have to, you know, pay, you know, in some form, way, or fashion for the sex?
Right. So it's like a barter system. You get what you want, and I'm going to get what I want.
So now you have guys who claim, I don't pay for sex. I'll never pay a woman for sex. I can get it. I shouldn't have to pay for sex. But then we have to look at it from, like, your aspect, AD, for a man that actually have at-home pussy, you know, at-home partner, your committed relationship, your monogamous, and you still got to work or give her compensation in hopes of getting sex. Because just because you did this or do that don't mean you're guaranteed sex. But I'm talking about that aspect when you're guaranteed sex.
I mean, I've met women where, you know, I haven't had this, I mean, in my single days, you know, where I didn't have to, you know, pay for anything for them. As a matter of fact, they treated me, you know, and it's like, I mean, it can go both ways because I was, you know, at a point when I was going through my single stage where if a woman couldn't provide for me, I wouldn't fuck with her because, I mean, what do I want with a broke bitch, you know? I mean, it kind of works both ways. You know, every female that I used to, you know, fuck with, they had some kind of money. They treated me to, you know, something. And, I mean, I didn't want it that way. I wasn't, you know, that's not, you know, that's not what I'm about. But, I mean, that's just how it turned out. Because I don't mind, you know, treating a woman, you know, bringing her flowers. I mean, every girl that I've given given flowers to has said they have never received flowers before.
So if you don't mind somebody paying for you or, you know, things of that nature, why wouldn't you want a broke woman?
Because, I mean, they can't really do nothing for me. I need somebody I can get my back when I need it. You know, I mean, I have my own money, you know, I don't need it. But, I mean, sometimes people go through a slump, you know, and they need a little help. So I just want to make sure that whatever woman that, you know, I had chose to be with and chose to marry, they would have my back. So it wasn't always a gold-digging situation.
You got Brick, and we also got Marcus, Mr. Marcus, in the chat room. Mr. Marcus said, you know, he shouldn't have to pay for something that his girlfriend gave him. Understandable. But then he said, he's paid for sex before. So, I'm like, okay.
We've all paid for sex in some way, form, or fashion.
Right. Okay. And then he said, if it's worth the money, he would pay for it. And my question with him was, how would you know if it's worth the money? And that's to any person. Like, that's the same thing you would ask if it comes to the penis. Like, how do you know it's worth your time? Or how do you know it's worth, you know, your energy? Or if you're going to get an orgasm out of the situation. So before we get through all that, to eliminate all that, I say put an envelope on the table. You know? So that's just my thoughts on it. That's just my mental about it. As being a single woman looking on the, you know, on the inside or the outside of the bubble, I don't, my priorities are different. Like, when I'm in the mood to have sex, you may not be in the mood to have sex, and vice versa. It doesn't mean that I don't have my own. I have my own, because obviously you came to my house, I don't go to yours. So, I have my own. But I need something else. Like, that makes no sense to me. Brick says, show me the cash. Brick, why do you need them to show you the cash? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 and give us a call. She said, I'm about getting paid. My time is money. Right. Money, time, same thing. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
AD, in your days, have you ever paid cash for money?
No. I can't say that I have. Not like, some, you know, professional off the street handed some money here, you know, perform sexual favors on me. No, I have not done that. Cause I don't have to be a pro. I mean, but like I said, in a way, I mean, in a sense, yeah, I mean, you take a girl out to the movies, take her out to the dinners. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Mm. I mean, it's sometimes cheaper to find a hoe.
Interesting. Sometimes
it's cheaper to
find a hoe.
I get free pussy, so I just never was into paying for it.
You get free pussy, but you just said that you're married and you still have to pay for the pussy, no?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next aspect I have of this is that when you're dealing with sex-only relationships, men and women got totally two different views. I believe so. Totally two different views. First aspect of it, I think, is what I call the man wanting to marry the pussy. Call it marriage pussy. Sorry, Mrs. AD. Call it marriage pussy when it's a sex-on relationship, but yet you, the guy develops concerns about his sex-only pussy. He wants to be told, or he wants to think that he's the only one in the world that pussy belongs.
Yep.
That is something that's a no-no. See, so now I have to deal with that. So now no such thing as it being, oh, just this is sex-only. No, because you got your heart into it. Now you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. My ladies know what I'm talking about. They really do. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. So you got guys thinking that they can marry the pussy. You can't date no one. You can't be at the club. They trying to put all these limitations on the pussy. When in all actuality, you didn't wife this up. You know, there's no ring on my finger. I can do as I please. Please, you know, go as I please. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm possibly just your chick on the side. So how can you feel some type of way if I tell you, oh, no, I can't see you tonight. I got somebody else coming over. Then,
I mean, huh? It's not, you know, the man's pussy to control.
Right.
You know, that pussy was, you know, put on that woman. So, I mean, and that's my thing. Like, if my girl, you know, if my wifey, whatever, if she was to go out and cheat, yeah, I'd probably be hurt. But ain't shit I can do. That's her pussy.
But now, hold up. Now, you didn't come to her with the sex-only aspect. Like, you wifed that up. You married that. Y'all made a commitment to each other. I'm talking about the single guy or the married guy who gets a single chick or married chick, and it's supposed to be a sex-only relationship. Like, I only call her, or he only calls at 10, well, actually, like 2 a.m. in the morning. You know, he just wants to get in and get out. You know, but he call at 2 a.m., and there's somebody else laying in my bed, and I'd be like, dude, you know, I can't see you tonight. I got somebody else here. He huffs and puffs and want to blow her house down because she's not available. Or she tells you, oh, I'm going to the club. Why you got to be going to the club? Why you got to be doing that? Or if I say I'm going to a party, oh, you want to go fuck somebody else? Da, 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 da. Like, I'm supposed to check in with you. I'm supposed to get your permission. I'm supposed to, this ain't your pussy. I didn't make a commitment to you. That's my thing. I didn't make that commitment to you. I did not say, you know, I would do this for you. I would do that for you. I didn't do all that. So,
Then
you have the aspect of, you know, as far as sexual priorities, you have the aspect of what I call community penis. Now, the same breath you telling me I can't do this, I can't do that,
You know, you put all these limitations. You want marriage pussy, basically. And you have community penis. You can go out with your friends, and I shouldn't ask you questions. You can go hang out with whomever, do whatever. You know, you screw with everybody in my circle, but I'm supposed to be all right with that. You know, I shouldn't question you, because then you've got an attitude, or you're mad, or I'm catching feelings, or I think I'm wifey, or something like that. Like, I'm overstepping my boundaries as soon as I question you about your penis. But it's just manly for you to question me about my coochie. So that's what we call a double standard in sex-only relationships. And we have a lot of those, a lot of double standards.
Yeah.
What do you think, AD? I'm sure you've done it in your day.
Nah, because, I mean, like I said, you know, when I was single, I mean, I had different women. And if they wasn't available, I'll call the next one. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll find one that was available. You know,
right.
But there was actually one woman that she couldn't handle it. Because she asked me, you know, well, where is this going? I said, well, we just having fun. And
mm-hmm.
she said, well, you know, I can't see you anymore. I said, okay. Because
mm-hmm.
I already had a couple lined up. So, I mean, it really wasn't no big deal to me. As far
mm-hmm.
as men talking about, you can't fuck him. But, you know, he's going out fucking everything else. I think he's a weak-ass nigga. You know, he can't control somebody because he ain't got control of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of insecurities about himself. I'm very secure within myself, so I don't have to worry about that. That's, you know, you ain't my girl, I ain't your man. But, you know, the problems that I've been having, too, is all these women, they want to chain me up. You know, because I treat them good. I treat one-night stands, and I guess this is misleading, but I treat one-night stands like, you know, that, like they mean something to me. You know what I'm saying? I fuck them, and if they stay the night, I hold them all night, and in the morning, they leave. I give them kids goodbye. You know, and then they want to, you know, try to settle down, but that's not my intention. I just really don't know how to dog out a woman.
Oh, so basically you say you bring it upon yourself.
Yeah.
All right, AD. I'm going to go and play some more music because that's the way I'm feeling right now. Come back, and I'm going to continue my conversation. Hopefully you'll stay with me. So... right now, you're tuned into the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts, and we have AD from Texas on the line. We also have Brick in the chat room, and we also have Mr. Marcus in the chat room. Tonight's topic is sexual priorities. We're talking about pay to play versus play for play and the double standards in a sex-only relationship. Single ladies, single guys, would love to hear from you. 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. My next question is, how do you treat a one-night stand? On the Honey Suite.
I believe that love and trust are one and the same. I don't think you can truly love somebody unless you trust them. That blind trust, that beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter what this person's saying, that person, you believe your man. Now you say you love me, but every time one of your little friends come at you with something, we gotta do this. Mama, I'm trying to show you that I'm for real. Tell me what I gotta do to show you that I'm for you.
Just shut up and listen. 216. That's how many times that I went back and forth about it in my mind. Could she really be who he's telling me that she is? There's something about it that don't feel right. Saturday she called him.
Magic in your eyes. Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, baby, welcome home. Tell me how your day at work went. You looking a little stressed, let me massage your neck. I'm here to listen if you need to vent. See, you've been working a lot of overtime lately and you've been coming home stressing. So tonight, I'm putting some energy into making you happy by treating you to a private pamper session. See, it's been a while since you've been spoiled, so I brought home some flowers and massage oils. And I intend to sweep you off your feet. Tonight, bedtime is at 10 p.m. and you're gonna love the way I put you to sleep. I've made plans to use my hands and cater to you tonight. I'm preparing you an herbal bath, giving you two massages, and serving you dinner by candlelight. The time is now 6 p.m. Notice how I have the lights dim. And in the background, you can hear the soulful sounds of Floetry and Kim. On the dinner table, I place a vase containing a dozen of pink tulips. And later tonight, I want to give you pleasure as I taste your pink tulips. I prepared a romantic dinner for us tonight. Allow me to serve you by candlelight. I cooked your favorite fettuccine alfredo with sauteed prawns, and I even opened a bottle of vintage Cabernet Sauvignon. After dinner and stimulating conversation, the clock said 6:59. So go ahead and snack on that chocolate cake I baked, and I'll run you an herbal bath to help you relax and unwind. It's now 7:15. The scene is so serene. I've surrounded the bathtub with scented aromatherapy candles to help you relax. So soak in your therapeutic herbal bath and allow me to gently wash your back. And while you inhale the smell of scented candles and soak in the tub, I'll be using my fingers to treat you to a relaxing foot rub. Because I know you've been walking in your high heels all day. You don't need Calgon to take you away. Tonight, I'll take you away. The clock ticks, it's now 8:06. You're no longer stressed and unstable. Go ahead, step out the bath. Allow me to give you a Swedish massage on my heated massage table. See, baby, I'm a man with strong hands, and I plan on giving you a full body massage to help you unwind. A massage designed to help you leave your cares behind. Using my thumbs, fingertips, palms, and heated oils to relax and distress you. Tonight, I plan on relieving you of all pressure and bringing your body to ultimate pleasure. You need my hands to knead away your mental stress, and I'm here to satisfy your every whim. Baby, relax while I gently massage scented oils in your skin. Because tonight, I intend on putting you to sleep by 10 p.m. I'm using my fingers to knead away the built-up tension in your stiff neck, shoulders, and joints. My massage strokes relieving you of all stress, focusing in on your trigger points. And I can tell that you enjoy the special attention I'm paying to your thighs and hips by pressing my thumb into the flesh of your booty. See, I feel it's my appointed duty to give you a deep glute massage, because I've got to release all that tension from you sitting at your desk all day. The clock continues to tick. I'm here to satisfy your every whim, and I haven't forgotten my promise to put you asleep by 10 p.m. You're feeling revitalized as I gently carry you off into the bed, and you must be aroused because I notice juices dripping from in between your thighs while your legs are spread, and my tongue is salivating because I'm staring at your sweet pussy and it's dripping wet. Time for my tongue to massage your face. Remember, I promise you two massages, right? And I began to lick away the juices, overwhelmed by a sudden desire to satisfy you sexually. The time is now 9:06, and by the time the clock strikes 9:56, I'll have your body shuddering in ecstasy. I remove the towel from my waist, allowing you to marvel at my bulging thick dick. He's ready to rock your clit to sleep and give your G-spot a good night's kiss. Bedtime is at 10 p.m. So I submerge deep between your thighs with a toe-curling injection, plunging to your wettest, deepest depths, making you moan in pleasure while feeling the fullness of my erection. The clock continues to tick. It's now 9:26. Our bodies are engaged in a rhythmic dance of lovemaking. Your vaginal muscles are wrapped tight around my manhood, and I feel your wet pussy pulsating. I'm plunging deep inside you with long, deep thrusts, slowly bending my lower back. And within minutes, I feel your juices release and you scream in pleasure as you climax. The clock ticks. It's 10 p.m. and I just went deep. Now I run my fingers through your hair, watching you doze off into a deep sleep. Bedtime is at 10 p.m. Go to sleep, my sweet. Yeah. This is the right way to put your woman to bed, fellas. Take lessons.
Well, that right there was spoken word artist Kari with Bedtime is at 10 p.m. Before that, I played Michael Jackson's Break of Dawn, one of my favorites. And before that, Neo featuring Jennifer Hudson with Leaving Tonight. Well, we are about a few minutes from the top of the hour. You're tuned into the Honey Suite. I am your hostess, Ms. LaCrush Hart. And you can give me a call at 805-830-8320. Before we went on our little break, I put out a question, and hopefully I can get some responses back. The question was, how do you treat your one-night stands? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in my early 20s, because now I'm in my early 30s. Yes, yes, yes. When I'm in my early 20s, I used to do what you would, what a girlfriend would do for a boyfriend, and it really wasn't that serious. Like, the, you know, he was coming over, there was dinner made, hot dinner at that. Like, yeah, I cooked. You know, whatever he wanted, I cooked. You know, I had beer in the fridge. I had a PlayStation 2, that's when PlayStation 2 was popping, me and 3 now, but PlayStation 2 was popping, all the video games, you know, had everything that I thought, you know, ESPN is on the TV screen, you know, and you know, at the time I had two TVs, so it was PlayStation hooked up on one TV and ESPN on the other TV, and you can ask me about a sport, but I know very, very little. I just know the minimum about them. So, you know, that definitely wasn't for me. And I did, and that's what I did. I did for him. I did, you know, what I thought would make him happy, or, you know, just thought he'd find me interesting. I thought I was
I was trying to impress him. I think that's what it was. But then my video games started missing. My PlayStation 2 got missing. I just, you know, it was just the little things that just added up. And just like now, if you come to my house, you got to bring me something. And if I have, you have what I have. Like, that's what it is. If I'm watching a movie, you got to watch what I'm watching. If I'm, like, I don't do that no more. I don't do that. Let me try to impress him and all that. Like, that, that doesn't happen with me anymore. Like, he should be doing more for me, you know. And, don't happen no more. But anyway, that's my version of how I treat, you know, one night stands or, you know, just friends that come over. I'm not putting the effort into it no more because it never works out for me. That's just me, though. 805-830-8320. Let me know what you think about that situation. Now we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to share with you a brand new segment we call The Honey Laws. I don't have audio and nothing like that, so I'm just going to read them off the top. You know, got to share some dating tips with y'all. Don't listen to me. Those are just my stories, but you see I'm still single, so don't listen to me. Anyway, this is the Super Fluffy Flirt and the Crush Hearts with The Honey Laws, the do's and don'ts of dating 101. Do be interested and interesting. Ask questions, share insight, and pay attention when your date is telling you what they like to do, read, watch, listen to, etc., etc. Don't lie to your date or about any aspect of your life. Even if the truth isn't as sexy or you're worried that they won't like it, it would be awful to ruin a potentially life-changing relationship with your perfect match because of some silly lie you told earlier to impress him or her. Do stay positive. Even when dates don't end well, it is most certainly true that you will date a few frogs before you find your prince. Along the way, you will probably meet some pretty nice people. Don't be late for your date. It's just rude. If you have to change your plans, give the other person as much notice and consideration as possible and always apologize. The last do is do be proactive about finding people to date. The man or woman you've been searching for your whole life is probably not going to come ring your doorbell and beg you to go out to dinner anytime soon. Dating requires action, so get out there and meet as many people as you can. And the final don't, never date a married person. Statistically, it is very unlikely that they will ever leave their husband or wife for you. Dating someone who's married is the best way to serve yourself a heaping helping of misery, lies, deceit, sadness, heartache, etc., etc. If you are married, separate before dating. If you're single, don't be a shoulder to cry on. You deserve better. Go out and find someone who is emotionally and legally available to you. Have fun and good luck. And this has been a So Sweet service announcement from the Honey Suite. So, ladies and gentlemen, those were the Honey Laws for this week. So now I'm going to go to the lines and see if I can find somebody to tell me how do they treat their one-night stands. We still got AD? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Crush. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Did you hear my Honey Laws?
No, I missed it, but I can go back and rewind it.
Oh. They were good this time. So I did Dating Tips 101. So before I left, I asked you, how do you treat your one-night stands? But you already told me that, right? Before we went on break. Right. And I told y'all how I treat my one-night stands. I wonder how we treat our one-night stands. Is that a reflection of how we really feel about them?
No.
Subconsciously? No?
I have a hard... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just have a hard time of, like, I guess just mistreating anybody, you know, until they push me to that point. So even, you know, like with the one night stand, I know that's all I want from her.
Uh-huh.
I still treat her with respect.
Uh-huh. Oh. I don't know. I was wooing. I thought I was wooing. I was courting them. And, you know, even if that's how it turned out to be, one night stand, or that's what I called it was, I think I was like you. I was, you know, always doing stuff. And then I grew out of that, though. So is that a phase you think it was for you? Now that you're married and stuff like that, do you woo her still?
No, not really.
Why not? See?
I guess I just got comfortable.
Well, get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't surprise her this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, I try, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I don't do it at all. I probably need to, you know, a little more often. Yeah, I haven't given her flowers in a long time, so I need to buy her some flowers.
Yeah, buy her flowers. Be spontaneous. Keep that spark going.
Yeah.
Keep the spark going. 805-830-8320. Shout out to the 231-0328. I see you. We have Brick in the house. We have AD in the house. We got some people hitting me up on the IM, but they're shy. That don't work for me. That doesn't work for me, guy. Shout out to Miss Blake. Miss Blake is on at work. She's at work duty right now. So shout out to Trinity Blake, though. I know she's here in spirit. That's what she told me, y'all. She's here in spirit. So what I'm about to do is I'm going to go play some more music, because that's what I do. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to chop it up some more with y'all, because that's how we roll. And you're tuned into the Honey Sweet with La Crush Hearts. Thank you.
okay. I love you anyway. You judge us every day.
What you do, what you wanna do.
Ain't even front, girl. Wanna carry it up now.
Do who we? Lipstick's on a piece. You ain't gonna get no peppy, so you better keep watching TV. Hey, you gonna play me like I'm new?
Girl, you gotta twist it on me. Waiting on you, waiting on you.
Love you, see, our tears.
Okay, there I go. I guess I gotta get a new copy of that song. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, you are tuned into the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts. It is a little after 10, about 10:20. We have like another 40 minutes on the Clizzock right now. Tonight, we were talking about sexual priorities, and basically, I was just sharing my priorities and, you know, things that I've done now that I'm a little older. I'm in my 30s now. I'm looking for a companion. I'm not looking to get married. I'm not interested in getting married. That's the furthest thing from my mind is marriage. I'm like, I want to be in a committed relationship. Yeah, sure. But I think marriage will just put too much pressure and strain on the relationship, as well as in the thing of trying to find somebody that don't want to have kids. And I feel like if you say, okay, we're married and I'm committed to you for life, then it's just going to mostly scare me and mostly, you know, give this dude false hope that I, with crushed hearts, will spend 6 months bearing, I mean 6 months, good grief, 9 months bearing his child. No, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. At this time, I want to invite you all to tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, to get into a swinger's state of mind with my co-host, Trinity Blake. Tomorrow, it's Wild Out Wednesday, and we plan to show our ass, because that's how we do it on Wild Out Wednesday. We're going ham. We have a lot of stuff. When I say we have a lot of stuff, we have a lot of stuff planned for y'all on tomorrow night. First off, we have a featured guest, co-host. She is the creator of, a group creator of Poke Something. They have their Poke Her Palooza meet and greet. And we also asked her members, how freaky can a poker get? Miss Alicia, a.k.a. Dirty Ray, will be our featured guest co-host. Then we have an exclusive interview with Bobby Watkins, a.k.a. Magnificent. We're going to get all the answers about the club associations, the arrest, and the comeback. He is a well-known promoter of Alter Ego Group in Texas. And finally, but not least, Lifestyle Club Outer Limits is being taken over, true or false. We're going to find out information about that. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have the daily quickie. We're going to have our regular orgy time questions. And we'll be having our live web chat party on the Swing City at theswingcity.ning.com. So you would definitely want to be tuned in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, to Swing a State of Mind. www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, or you can go to theswingcity.ning.com, make a free account, and join us in the chat room, because they are the official sponsors for the Swing City, the Swing State of Mind chat. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Definitely tune in. We're going to definitely get all up in Texas business tomorrow on the show. Texas is wilding out over there, AD. Hi, AD.
Yeah.
Y'all wilding out over there in Texas.
Yeah, they wilding out.
They are definitely acting up. So you're going to be on the show tomorrow, right?
I got to be. I'm representing Outer Limits as well.
Oh, right. We're going to get all up in y'all business tomorrow. Oh. These are days like this that I wish I lived closer.
Yeah, I mean, you come out and have a good time.
Right. So hopefully we get that on and popping. We got interviews. We got guest co-hosts. Tomorrow's the night to be, you know. Phone Fantasy Radio, we doing it Texas style. Y'all do everything big in Texas, huh?
Stand
up. That's how it's going to go tomorrow. And then next week, Tuesday, I'll be back here for another awesome episode of The Honey Sweet. I don't have a topic for next week. Any suggestions, AD?
No, I don't have a spot, right? Right now. I'll come up with something by the end of the show.
I don't have a topic for next week. I don't know yet. It's an extra week in a month. I don't know. Still up in the air what we're going to do. My birthday is coming up, folks. I'm planning on throwing a nice little gathering, I shall call it. Swingers style gathering. It's called the Friction Addiction. So, more information about that is coming soon. And what else we got going on? We're looking for moderators for the swingcity.ding.com. And I'm looking for some promoters, and I'm looking to, you know, collab with people. I need some drops done.
I have it done by next week.
So, I mean, do you want something fast, slow, something sexy?
We need something in between, something that could go with either or. Either or, because that's what we do on the Honey Sweet. Sometimes we like it fast, sometimes we like it slow.
Yeah.
Big blue, keep on turning. Oh. I don't know why that just jumped in my head. Well, I do know why that just jumped in my head. But you know, we do it up on, you know, sometimes we want to get in the mood, sometimes we want to just groove to the move, you know. That's what the Honey Sweet is about. Right now, I'm laid back. I got my slow tunes going tonight because, folks, I am working with a migraine tonight, so that's why I'm in my mellow mode. I'm not hype like I normally am. I'm just mellowed out because, you know, I got the lights off. I got the computer down right now. Just
I'm just laying here with my eyes closed, talking. Just it, talking. 805-830-8320. Shout out to the 231. They still hold on for us. And shout out to Randall. Randall said he's tuned in. He said, I'm interested to listen to. Okay. I guess that's a good thing. Right? That's a compliment, right? Oh, okay.
Thank you for the compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely would take it as a compliment.
Yeah, so I got that going. I got Facebook is like really screwing me over. They like, F you, pay me to promote. Like, they're literally saying pay me to promote. That was my issue I needed to tell y'all about. So here, Facebook bans me, right? Well, they didn't ban me. They put me in Facebook detention, I call it. Okay, I can't comment. And I can't leave comments, and I can't like somebody's status, right? I can't add friends. I can no longer send friend requests. But I can post status messages. So they put me on this 30-day ban, and I think it just got restarted because of the damn program. But anyway, I'm on a 30-day limited access because they claim that I was spamming. But my thing is, first off, Facebook, how am I spamming my own page? That makes no sense to me. They said I was spamming. Now, they give you the options to create pages. They tell you to promote. They want you to get people to like your stuff and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. So I have about 3 or 4 Facebook pages, you know, and maybe like 3 or 4 actual profile accounts. Okay, well, actually like 5 or 6. But we're not even going to count those other ones. Anyway, so I'm promoting to these pages. I get knocked out. They tell me I'm in trouble, whatever, whatever, whatever. About a week later, they come up with this whole thing with promote. I know you've seen it. When you go to your newsfeed, they say, hey, you pay us $10, and we'll highlight your posting for all to see on their newsline. Isn't that spamming?
Yeah.
All right, but they make it $10 a posting to do this, right?
Yeah.
So I had sent them a message like, hey, Facebook, what the fuck? How is it I'm being banned? Because I read their standards and everything. How y'all got me in detention for actually doing what y'all was created for us to do?
Right.
Which is I don't understand. Like, Facebook is created for you to keep your friends and family up to date on the happenings of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how am I spamming if I'm keeping up to date on my page? I didn't go to nobody else's page. I didn't post to nobody else's website. I posted to my pages, all the pages I have access to, all the pages that belong to me. So how am I spamming if I'm posting? I didn't even post it multiple times. I posted one time to the other thing. I don't understand. How do I break the laws? The standard. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So
well,
They
got to make money somehow, and you know, make sure that they know that, you know, everybody knows they're in control.
No, understandable. But at the same time, how am I in violation? I don't get it. I sent them that message. They responded back, thank you. We don't have any solutions for this problem right now, but please enjoy our services. What kind of automated bullshit did y'all just send me? So shout out to Facebook. We need to get off of Facebook. So if y'all want to find me, I'm at theswingcity.ding.com. I'm in a chat room. I'm updating a page. I'm doing something. And all that good stuff. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be. You're tuned into the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts. AD, ever been violated on Facebook? Ever been in trouble with Facebook?
Yeah, I kind of got a warning to quit asking for friends.
Right. They suck.
But, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do is network. It's a social networking site is what they call
it. Right. But, no, see, the thing is, they're hypocritical. Because yep. their whole thing is you're supposed to be family and friends, right? That was their niche. Facebook is for family and friends. But yet, y'all sending me, you know, like this person or request this person for people that I have no intention of ever, ever, ever meeting before. Like, I don't know this person. Just because AD knows somebody doesn't mean I know them too.
Right.
You know, and they'll send you requests. And, I mean, this stuff is always popping up on your left hand or the right hand of your screen. It always says suggest friends, right? It also
yep.
says, on the right hand of the screen, it says suggest friends underneath that person's name. Then it also say suggest ads or friends you may know or people you may know. And they have this long list, and you can see this long list of people that you can send friend requests.
Yep.
So
and then somebody says they don't know you, they send you a message talking about if you don't know the people, don't request them.
Right. Then the next thing that baffles me is this thing they have with the Facebook groups. Now, it don't matter who you are, where you are, how you have your profile, your friends are able to add you into Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And I've been added to a few, if not a lot. And my situation is, when I'm added to a Facebook group, I have no control over what is posted or anything like that. Like, you can add me to an admin, and I have no control over that. So now,
right.
if you're a group that's violating the actual terms of service of Facebook, you get banned, it's a possibility my page may get affected by that too.
Yeah.
You know, if you added me to a group, AD, and I haven't been on Facebook for a week, and your group, all the men are just posting cum shot pics, and you was like, Crush, oh, I know she'll be back next week, you know, she out of town right now, but I know she mad cool, she won't mind being an admin. Click, you make me an admin. And then less than the same day or less than 24 hours later, your group should shut down. I haven't been on for 2 weeks, but my page gets shut down because I was an admin of that group without knowing that you made me admin of that group.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's some bullshit. So what I decided to do is I'm going to make a notice on my page. If anybody add me to a group without my permission, I will delete myself and I will report your group. That has worked out for me so far. Nobody's really added me or asked me to join the group. But I'm like, that's just unfair. There's no way to turn that on. Even if you change the settings, there's no way to turn the option off. That's just sad and ridiculous, I think.
Things that make you go,
Right, things that make you go, Anyway, folks, you're tuned into another awesome episode of The Honey Sweet with LaCrush Hearts. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to touch all of AD.
Sounds good to
you. Sounds good to you. Look at you. Look at you. Oh, shout out to my computer freezing. Ow.
Here we are in the room together, holding hands and baby, and I know the things that go through. I try to understand, that's why I'm still with you. Every day we're living is one that will always be unsure. That's why I need you, baby, please, baby, please let it.
Doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Hey, I'm back. It's the Super Fluffy Flirt, the Crush Hearts, and I'm back on the scene. You're tuned into the Honey Sweet, and I just finished playing some music. That was Escape with Understanding, and before that we had Tony, Tony, Tone, We'll Lay Your Head on My Pillow. I like that song. We're winding down. We got like 10 minutes remaining. I see everybody's hands up. I see all my friends have come to say goodbye to me. I have AD from Texas. We have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm alive.
here.
Very much so.
Right. I'm alive. I'm here. How you been?
Busy, but good.
Cool. Yeah. And I have Miss Trinity Blake, who's at work. Hi, girl.
Hey.
She can't talk loud.
No, I got one down and one to go.
Oh, sounds good. So, we're winding down. I was telling everybody, Trinity, that tomorrow is Wild Out Wednesday.
Yes.
I gave them the rundown. I told them we're going to do it big. The only way we know how. It's a Texas thing.
They say everything is bigger in Texas, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't they? Y'all sure enough proving that so. Oh, my goodness. So, that's it. I mean, I'm working on my migraine because I got one of those. Yeah, sitting up here, the screen keep blurring out on me. Just blurred out tonight. And I was fine earlier. I don't know. I guess it's just part of getting older.
You're only, what, 23?
Right. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. So, Trinity and Lady C, while I have y'all on here, I did ask a question tonight. How do you treat your ex? I mean, not your ex. How do you treat your one-night stands, Lady C?
Ooh.
How do I treat them?
Uh-huh.
I treat them nice and tell them goodbye. I try to get what I'm looking for. Try to make sure he knows what I want and what he wants, and understand that it's one night only.
I know. What about you, Trinity?
You know, I make you a sandwich or whatever, you know. I mean, as long as we're clear, I'm good. I treat you like a king, but for one night only.
The only problem when you do them that good, they don't understand one night only.
Right. That can't
become
a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I talked about those dudes who want sex-only relationships, but as soon as they find out you're with another man or you're on a date or you have somebody else laying in your bed, they start feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
They want that marriage pussy, but they don't want that commitment. Hmm.
And there are women just like that, too.
Huh?
There's women like that, too. It goes both
ways. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I definitely agree. There are women like that.
A lot of times what I see from the women is, you know, I always tell when I hear women, you know, I just tell women we moderate how men treat us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it used to be a certain standard, like you demanded men.
Was that the guy? Is that the guy?
She agrees with me. That's the baby girl.
That was the baby boy. Like, whatever.
Right.
That's not true.
Yeah, but I think we, you know,
she really don't want to say this. She thinks I'm talking to her.
Anything you want to say, Danielle?
Not
you don't have anything to say.
Right.
I think, you know, women should set standards. And, you know, now it's like what one woman won't do, the next woman's like, okay, well, I'll do it. It's like, where do all, you know, these insecurities are manifesting? And it's, you know, people start lowering their standards. And, you know, men are doing anything that come their way. So the woman would be like, you know, I respect myself. I'm not going to do that. This is how you have to treat me.
She's like, yeah.
But that's true. If you let them tell you, okay, I want this either or. When they say that, okay, find her. Go get the one that's going to do
right. Right. Once you gain that security, then you can have a good one-night stand because you know exactly what it is that you want. You're not doing a one-night stand because you're afraid of commitment.
That baby is a hater.
You won't let it talk. They don't, when you're afraid of being, a lot of people do one night stand just to feel secure. And you got to be secure in yourself with or without a one night stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to love you.
Done. But I do know this, that will be a topic because that's been baffling me a while now. They say women have. Or they say, women have this certain, quote-unquote, power or feminine. But here comes a man, and he can literally destroy a woman's person, like her self-esteem, everything
right.
to where either she want to kill herself or she, you know, she just feels really bad about herself, and she'll take anything that's given to her, like, women may have a power of persuasion, but men also have power, too. So that would definitely be a show topic.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but, yeah, that would be a show topic, just to examine that right there. You know, R. Kelly said it best. One man can make one woman hate all men.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Max, who's trying to climb up the walls right now. I swear my cat wish she could fly. My cat wish he was a bird.
No, your cat won't eat birds.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye so I can get baby girl to sleep.
Right. That's what I'm trying to go to sleep as well. I just got my 90-second mark. Thanks for tuning in while you're at work, Trinity. Thanks, AD, for hanging out with me. AD is hanging out with me tonight. Get all quiet over there now, AD. And Lady C, late, but it's a pleasure, as always.
Thank you.
Hopefully you can turn in tomorrow, or we'll see you next week. I haven't came up with a topic yet, but I'm working on it. Tune in tomorrow night. Swinger State of Mind radio show with myself, Trinity Blake. Wild Out Wednesdays, we got a lot planned for y'all tomorrow, 805-830-8320. Just a reminder, our chat will be on theswingcity.ning.com. That's theswingcity.ning.com. Go make a free account. Join us tomorrow. Texas is going to be taking over, as always. Anyway, and that's how we're going to do it. This has been another episode. I am LaCrush Hearts, and I am signing out. I'm gone. And I'll leave you with a song. But that's what I do.
Or minutes by. the moon.